live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Rich Hurl, who is WILS's own news director. Good evening, Rich.
Good evening, Cheryl.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm kind of turning the tables on you tonight, aren't I?
You are a little bit, yeah.
Of course, everybody knows you in the morning. You and I rarely get to work together. When you come in the evenings to cover meetings, I see you. But I'm happy to have you join me this evening. I wanted to talk to you about the press conference this morning with the mayor, former Mayor David Hollister, and Chairman of the Board of Trustees, Joel Ferguson, at City Hall. Tell me about that news conference. It sounds like it got a little excitable.
Well, it did, especially at the beginning, and this was really a news conference schedule where you really didn't know what to expect. There was a press release that had come out the night before saying that there was going to be, like you said, a news conference at City Hall, and they're going to be talking about the Lansing School District. That's highly unusual for the mayor to hold a news conference at City Hall to talk about the schools. That doesn't happen very often. It started at 9 o'clock this morning, and the three speakers got there, including Mayor Bernero, and Bernero wasted no time in really laying into the school board. Bernero came up, said, "Hey, good morning, thanks for coming," and then just let him have it. He said, you know, this is no time for posturing or petty personal politics. Get your act together, do your job, work with the superintendent, and if you can't find a superintendent that you can work with. We don't need an emergency financial manager to take over. That would really make Lansing look really bad if the state were to take over. And that was the climax of the event, was pretty much at the start of this news conference. Ferguson and Hollister, they followed and pretty much echoed the mayor's thoughts. They didn't have the same tone as Mayor Bernero did, but Joel Ferguson, the MSU Board of Trustees chair, his point was pretty much, look, parents are not going to want their children in a school district where there is all this fighting, especially at these public meetings that have been going on over the last several weeks. And that reflects on the city as a whole, not just the school district, but on the city, and that's kind of where Mayor Bernero comes in. Dave Hollister, the former Lansing mayor, he's got some ties to this scholarship fundraising committee. And it's called the Lansing Promise Zone Authority. His job is to raise money for the scholarship. Hollister said that he's trying to raise $4 million for the scholarship, and he's not being able to do so because there's been all this dissension in the ranks between the school board and the Lansing School Administration, and it's not helping him out at all. So the three of them just came together and made a statement. And keep in mind, this is happening in what has been really a tough week for the city of Lansing, with the 4 mil property tax increase that failed at the polls not even 48 hours ago. It's been a rough week for the city of Lansing, and it kind of showed this morning.
Well, and I did find it interesting, and I wasn't able to be there, but listened to your reports, and because I was trying to figure out why Dave Hollister was there and why Joel Ferguson was there, and it was all cleared up after I listened to your reports, and you've just explained it to my audience now. The thing that I was stunned to hear in the report that you had put together earlier, Rich, was to hear Mayor Bernero actually uttering the words emergency financial manager. That's where we're headed next if you guys can't straighten this out, because he has been so vocal on my show and on other shows about his opposition to emergency financial managers. So for him to even utter that was a surprise to me.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're talking about a school district that's facing a $25 million budget deficit. You've got the city of Lansing facing a $20 million budget deficit. And like I said, these are really tough times right now for the city of Lansing, whether you're talking about city government, whether you're talking about the school board. And the school board, they've got a tight window now. They have to approve a budget for the next school year by June 30th. So they have less than 2 months to come up with some answers. And you know, right now it doesn't look like any more schools are going to be closed, and that doesn't exactly help solve this deficit that they're in. Not that it would have helped out a great deal anyway, but without that, you're not going to get that financial help. And sometimes every little bit helps. So, you know, it's good for the parents and for the students that no other major changes are being made. Financially for the school district, though, not so much.
Well, and you cover those meetings, Rich, on a regular basis. After hearing, I mean, the meeting not long ago where, you know, went into the early morning hours and they laid off two district administrators of the top administrators, and Dr. T.C. Wallace, the superintendent, didn't like the way that was done. He thought that was done against board policy. And then hearing this from these three dignitaries this morning, do you think the school board can get to the point of consensus?
You know, it's going to be interesting to see how they respond to what happened this morning. And I think that's really the big question right now. Maybe this was something that the school board needed to hear from Mayor Bernero, from Joel Ferguson, from David Hollister. Going to the last several meetings that our department has covered, you wouldn't think that they'd be able to come to a consensus. But after hearing the tone at City Hall this morning, it's their turn to respond. The ball's pretty much in the court of the Lansing School Board and Superintendent T.C. Wallace.
Well, and he, of course, tried to reach all of these folks. And for, I don't know if they're in meetings or what. I mean, they all have their lives. So I'm not sure what they do have to say. T.C. Wallace was quoted this afternoon as saying that that he would vow that they would work together. He pledged that they would move forward in a collaborative way. So hopefully that means that he did get the message, and that other board members would too. I would have been. Were you kind of surprised at the tone of this morning?
A little bit.
Okay.
I knew because you know, with our department covering these meetings, you know, part of the reason that they have gone so late into the night have been because of the constant arguing within the board and you know, between the board and the administration, whoever is involved, that, you know, that's really backed some things up, and that's not doing any good. I mean, not only for themselves, but also for the parents and for the students. And you know, looking at the press release that they sent out last night, it looked like the news event this morning was going to head in the direction that it did. You just weren't sure exactly what they were going to say and what was on their mind. And listening to Mayor Bernero speak, it was clear how he felt and what his tone was.
Well, certainly. And as you have covered these meetings, and I have talked with some of the board members on the show, it's not apparently just some bickering between the board and the superintendent, but amongst themselves over some issues. And, of course, anytime you get that many people together trying to work and do some hard work, it's bound to happen, I guess. As always, Rich, you're covering these meetings and keeping the folks in Lansing on top of the issues. I appreciate you giving us a bird's-eye view of that press conference this morning since we couldn't be there. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Cheryl.
Thank you so much. Rich Hurl, WILS news director, of course, you can hear throughout the morning and throughout the day with newscasts as well. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS.